Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is the one and only Ronnie Karam. Hey, Ronnie, what's going on?
Hello, hello.
Hi.
You look just like a little angel today, Ronnie.
Oh, thank you. You're a little toddler.
Yeah, my little toddler Ronnie is my toddler son. Well, it sounds like we're doing Salt Lake City, but we're doing Summer House today, guys. It's a big Summer House recap. It's also Crappens on Demand, so go to patreon.com/watchforcrappens. You can watch us. I am broadcasting from my childhood bedroom, which has been turned into a place where my parents put stuff. So you might see just random stuff in the background. So enjoy. It's like Where's Waldo here. And, of course, the big news is the Crappies are coming up on Thursday. We want to see you all there, so come join us on Thursday. If you can't make it to New York City, then great news. You can go to momenthouse.com/WWC, and you can watch. We're streaming the entire show, so you can watch along, cancel all your plans, and come join us. That's momenthouse.com/WatchWhatCrappens. Also, Ronnie, do you want to tell everyone the programming update for the rest of the week?
Yeah, so after the Crappies, we're going to be in Jersey in Asbury Park on Saturday night, and we are going to be recapping a classic episode, Country Club. It's season 2, episode 10. We're going to talk about season 9 as well, because that is a big Danielle Teresa Ashley hair pulling fight. It's a good one. And then Sunday, we're going to do the Vanderpump Rules Part 2 reunion. We were going to do Orange County, but it's not on this week for VPR, so we're doing VPR instead. And then the following week, guess what? We can announce what we're going to do on the following week for live shows as well. Okay. So the next week, we're going to be in Atlanta. That's a Thursday night, so, you know, obviously go buy tickets at watchwhatcrappens.com for all this. But Atlanta, we're going to be doing the Real Housewives of New Jersey season premiere. In Nashville, the next night, we are doing Real Housewives of Orange County. And in Saturday in Orlando, of course, we have to do Real Housewives of Miami. So we'll do the latest episode of that. So the schedule the next 2 weeks for those of you listening at home is a little crazy, because a lot of these are live shows. We're going to calm down a little bit after that. We're going to start traveling like in a more regular schedule. So it won't just be like your shows all different days and whatever, but for now, it's a little crazy, but it's going to be a very fun crazy. So go get your tickets, watchwhatcrappens.com, streaming tickets over at watchwhatcrappens.com as well.
Everything's at watchwhatcrappens.com, okay? Our faces at watchwhatcrappens.com, okay?
Yeah. So that's that.
I'll tell you what's not at watchwhatcrappens.com. I was going to try to make some sort of like weird reference to Summer House, like a box of Loverboy or something. It didn't really work out. It was a bad transition, guys. I apologize. But let's start talking about Summer House. So previously on Summer House, it's just Paige and Sierra saying, yeah, you see his muscle shirt? I hate it. That was
detestable.
Last week.
That is disgusting.
Disgusting.
So we actually ended last week with Kyle and Amanda having a big blowout fight after Kyle came home drunk at like 4 a.m. and Amanda threw all his shit and broke it in the bathroom. And they, you know, got in this huge couple fight. And then Amanda cried and slept in the guest room and locked him out of the house. But he got back in anyway. And it just ended with him going, shut up! And it starts with him going, God, shut up! You're about as fun as a fucking piece of wood!
Yeah. And Lindsay's like, this is gonna be a disaster. So then Maya is talking to Andrea, and she's like, so can you cook? The thing that we learned about Maya, and that comes out this episode, but what we learned since the premiere, is that Maya's ex is Kwame from Top Chef, which is hilarious to me, because last week's episode, she mentioned a few times like various cooking things. And I feel like she's been waiting for like the segue to say, yeah, my ex-boyfriend is a celebrity. Like, I was dating Kwame. She's just like,
Oh, so can you cook? Yeah, yeah, I know people who can cook. You want to ask me about that? No? Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of a loaded question, right? If you know the boyfriend's Kwame, like, is that good or bad? Is she going to hate you if you can cook? You
yeah.
know? Or is she going to, like, try and replace Kwame? We don't know. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, my something else I can cook bigger things. And she's like, yeah. So did you have a Nona who taught you recipes or no? I'm just trying to help you get on the show. I know some people. So
he's like, no, like my mama is better than my grandma. She's like, oh, well, you can't say that out loud. She's like, at cooking, only at cooking.
So then later, Amanda and Sierra are in the kitchen, and Amanda's like, you know what? It's one of those mornings. I need all the beverages.
Yeah.
She's like, I get it. I date Austin. Like, trust me. I get needing to drink through the day.
Okay. Yeah, Sierra really gets it. So she's like, I'm not pretending nothing happened. I just can't talk about it without crying. So Kyle goes off for a run, and he's like, I mean, to be having the fight that we had 2 years ago, it's like Groundhog's Day. Like, we both have things that we're actively working on, and I'm always going to be made out to be the bad guy because I'm the one who cheated. It's like, yes.
I mean, yeah, pretty much. But you're also still getting fall down drunk and staying out till 4 a.m. It's like nothing has changed. So why would the fight change?
I feel like if I did something wrong, and I was always going to be like that, I was always going to be sort of like held to that. I think I would start to change my behaviors a little bit so that way people would see that I've evolved. I'm not the same person, right?
I mean, I wouldn't, because I just change, you know, I don't do shit for people. Like, I do it for myself. But at the same time, why are you guys in this relationship? Okay. You want to go out and party. She doesn't want you to. You're not going to change it. She doesn't know why you're not going to change. You're both idiots. Just break up. Okay. There are other vanilla white people to marry. Vanilla will always find vanilla. It's like in every recipe. You know what I mean?
Delicious, hot vanilla. So
Jesus, you'd think there's like a shortage of privileged white kids running around the Hamptons of all places. Like, you like will meet like somewhere. Okay, just go to the fucking market, you two.
The market. So then Maya is like, is it supposed to rain today? And everyone goes, yeah, probably. She goes, oh my god, it's 100%. Maya, is she from Los Angeles? Like, what? Like, she's blown away by 100% chance of raining. And it's also, by the way, actively raining, too, I should mention.
Yeah, that was funny. Kyle's like, I'm going to go running. I'm so mad. And he starts running, and then it rains on his head. And he's like, God damn it. Are you fucking kidding me with this?
It's literally like when you get the gray cloud in Mario Kart. It's like, God, just gray clouded Kyle at that moment.
So Carl's like, hey guys, I wanted to go to the brewery today, so anyone want to go to the brewery? And Alex is like, yeah, like, I want to go to the store so I can buy food for myself, because literally this morning I was like, what is this in the fridge right now? Like, look at this. This is what I need. This is what I need to maintain this. Look at this list, everybody.
He is such a douche. I'm so glad that Summer House brought back, like, a douche. You know, we didn't really have a douche last summer. Not like, what was his name? He's like, I'm the number one, Jordan. I'm the number one bachelor on Hinge. So it's like so good that they brought us a new type of, they brought us a fitness douche. So that's like really exciting for me. So then.
I think he's like a nerdy kid. I mean, I don't get like total douche vibe off of him. He's just someone who like really thinks everyone else is into his hobbies because he's been hanging out with those guys, you know. Yeah. But nobody cares, dude. Nobody. We already have to deal with your protein farts, okay? Nobody in this house wants to hear about your fucking diet.
Well, I think you're right. I actually do get like big nerd, like that weird thing that happens when nerds sort of become hot and then also work out, and then you get that strange sort of personality where they're like, now they're kind of like, they present as jock, but they're still nerd and they don't know how to live in that in-between space. And you can see that happening. And to me, the way that's translating out is in douchery, right? So I think it's actually all of the above.
Right. It's like kind of opposite of a lot of people. It's like, I want to be known for my body, not my brains. You know, it's kind of, it's a little backwards. It's like, I'm so sick of being the smart one. I just want to be the hot one for once.
He clearly does not know how to relate to people. Like, that's like very evident. And they're all being super polite to him right now. But, you know, Paige, give it like 2 episodes and Paige is going to be like, emergency meeting in the bedroom, Sierra. Sierra, I don't like Alex.
Well, there's no one that's going to hate you more than when you bring broccoli into snottiness. I'll tell you that right now.
Broccoli, Alex, hypocrisy.
You try to use broccoli against people, and you're going to pay, bitch.
Okay? It's broccoli hypocrisy. That's what I'm actually really excited to talk about that scene when it comes up.
Hibroclacy. So Sierra's like, I'll go with you. Because, like, Sierra, you know, that's what Austin used to love to go to the store. So I think she just likes guys who are like, let's go to the grocery store. Because that was, like, always Austin's thing, you know?
I love him.
And also, store. She's just likes him because he's, like, big and muscular and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then Sierra's with Paige. And she's like, is it annoying how we're, like, always together? Like, good luck trying to not be my friend. You're never getting rid of me. Oh, my God. It's adorable.
So then Kyle returns, and he's all wet. You know, he's been running in the rain. I mean, that is some dedication right there. And Andrea's like, Kyle, are you going to the brewery? And he's like, yeah, I guess so. And Amanda's just sitting on the couch blinking at him with a blanket. She's like, Kyle. She's not saying anything, but her eyes are saying, Kyle.
Yeah. Definitely like a state of guacamole withdrawal. So Kyle's like, babe, I fucked up. I didn't see like my phone. Like nothing bad happened. I don't want to fight with you all weekend, which is like crazy. Like, how do you not know check your phone? Again, our point remains from last week, which is, how did no one like grab Kyle and say, let Kyle, we're leaving, you got to come with us? Like, how did that happen? I really don't understand that. So yeah. Amanda's like, it's all unfair. It's unfair. You're making this into a whole thing.
So then Lindsay and Carl are in the kitchen, and Lindsay's like, fuck you, dishwasher. Fuck you.
What?
Like, what? What was that?
What happened?
Talking to the dishwasher.
Oh, tell it. I said, it looks great, by the way.
Yeah, I have to say, can you tell the dishwasher? Last year was such a crazy year. So, like, if you think about it, dishwasher, we never really had like a one-on-one conversation before. So, but I think you're great. So, just let her know.
Yeah. Make sure the dishwasher has a setting for send it and then send it. All right. Send that.
So now everyone is going, they're getting into the car to go to the brewery. Danielle, I thought this was felt like a good metaphor. It's like raining, and so Danielle picks up a doormat and puts it over her head to protect her. And then there was something about Danielle employing a doormat, which felt like, I felt like there's a metaphor here. I don't know what it is, but it's there.
Oh, yeah. Or is it literal? I'm not really sure. So then Lindsay is like, what's Alex doing? Where's Alex? And Kyle goes, God, that dude, all he does is just sleep. That's all he's doing. And then it cuts to Alex in his bedroom staring at himself in the mirror, flexing. He's like, yeah, 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 protein, yeah. I can see last night's turkey.
Yeah, turkey in the veins.
Yeah.
I don't think he said all he does is sleep. I think he said he doesn't own anything with sleeves. Oh. They were saying that he's going to be cold because they were saying it's surprisingly cold. They're like, poor Alex doesn't have any sleeves. And Carl's like, leave him alone. Oh. So then and then Maya says something. She's like, guys, my thing is that I always like to have the first pun. Did I hear that correctly? She wants the first pun?
Yeah. My goal is to have the first pun. And Carl's like, dude, fun. I love your low goal. I love your low bar for goals. And Lindsay's like, my goals are making out with people, guys or girls. Summer Lindsay, yeah.
It's a hot, open mouth summer. So then she says that she's not sure how the miscarriage is going to affect her. She goes, I don't know if it's going to be late onset emotional roller coaster for me. I'm like, yes, it will be. And I'm not making fun. I'm not making fun of the miscarriage. I'm just saying, whenever there's a question of if there's going to be an onset emotional roller coaster for Lindsay, the answer is yes, it will happen. It will happen.
Oh, yeah. Lindsay's like super delayed. Like, she's going to get mad tomorrow about ever. But this editing was really weird because she goes, I don't know how the miscarriage is going to affect me in the long run. And then it cuts to Carl going, you guys, you're starting to make me horny with all this talk. And then it cuts back to her. I'm like, what the hell? What is this?
No, that was an odd choice. So then she's like,
now that I have zero attachments, my goal is to have a hot hub summer.
It's amazing how often she's able to work hub into random phrases. Like, every year she's got a whole new batch of hub things that she uses.
Yeah. And then she's like, girls, have you guys gone down on a girl? And they're like, no. She goes, oh my God, you're missing out. And Kyle goes, hey, Lindsay, have you munched on a box? He's like, yeah, I've munched on a box. Yeah, and I've had my box munched too. And Maya's just like, who says munching on boxes?
She's like, munching a box? That almost sounds like currently, lunchbox. Like, have you ever? She's like, munching on a box sounds like lunchbox. And have you guys ever gone to like a restaurant where they do like a high-end lunchbox? It's like a throwback, but inside it's like gourmet food. If you want, you want to ask me if I've had that before? No? Okay.
Oh, poor Maya. So Kyle's like, my blood sugar is low. God, something's happening because this is the hardest boner I've ever had. Like, ha ha ha, Kyle. So they go to, oh, then it cuts back to Alex. Now he's shirtless staring at himself. He's like, yeah.
And and truly a microaggression towards Alex, Andrea is now talking about making pasta because he's pulled out some tomato sauce, some jarred tomato sauce, which happened on Winter House too, and he's like, oh, this is a blasphemy. And so he's like, I'm gonna make you guys a pasta for the ladies. So Paige is like, I'm obsessed with him.
Yeah, when it comes to pasta sauce, I can always have it. That doesn't really even make sense, but he's so hot. I don't know what to say. So, I'm going to fuck him again. So then Andrea is talking about how he made such great memories with Paige in Vermont, and it's like nothing has changed, and I make little comments to her, and sometimes personal things.
And so then meanwhile, Alex and Ciara are driving off to the grocery shop, and they're just sort of like making small talk about beer pong and everything. And he tells us, growing up, my parents put me in a lot of extracurricular activities. I had to do Chinese calligraphy, abacus, violin, piano, baseball, basketball, soccer, ground turkey making. I actually had to grind turkey. I also had to eat ground turkey. I had to study ground turkey. Just a lot of things about ground turkey. I was in ground turkey club for 4 years. I was the president of ground turkey club. It was just a lot. I did a lot of things.
And Alex is asking Ciara, why did she move to New York? And she's like, you know, I just figured like, if not now, when? Plus, I'm like on a show that's about being from New York. So I figured if I wanted to keep that and not have to shove my finger up, you know, or like help people anymore while they're bleeding to death or whatever. Like, I'm going to make the fucking effort, all right?
I hear New York is the place for where people who have sparkling personalities like me go to shine. So that's why I'm there.
Yeah, I'm just another light on the bright, bright street of Broadway.
In New York, where dreams are made of.
By the way, I apologize to nurses before I even get in trouble for it, because I don't even know. Listen to me try and come up with things that nurses do. I mean, that's really sad that I couldn't even.
They do
like,
everything.
I couldn't even, like, literally everything in the hospital nurses do. And I'm like, what do nurses do? What do they shove their fingers up? Like, I don't even know where I was going. Please forgive me. I meant no offense.
Well, a nurse may still shove their fingers up something, but it may not pertain to their job. That just may be a separate activity.
Well, sorry about that. I tried. It failed. Okay. Listen, that was a failure. I would like to just confess and apologize right
sometimes
now.
Jokes get away from us, especially on Summer House when there's so much going on. There's a lot of talk about ground turkey, and we have a really hot guy on there. It's just overstimulating.
I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. So, yeah. So then she's like, I need some change. And then someone honks at her, and she goes, shut the fuck up. And he's like, yeah. Like, you can see he really liked that. Yeah. So then we're back at the brewery, and Lindsay's in glasses, and Kyle's like, are those prescription grandma hubs? Like, what the hell? She's like, I'm there for blue blockers to block up blue balls.
I don't know.
And then they start ordering all these micro brews. You know, because you know I have a thing with micro brews that I generally hate them. Just because they annoy me. First of all, most of them are too fruity for me, but they also all have like really annoying names. Like, I'm gonna order the rose and the rose and the hose, or I'll get the weekend at Bernie's. I'm like, oh gosh,
it just yeah, they drive me nuts. Understand microbrews? I don't know what it even is. Like, I don't know what it refers to. I don't care. Sandwich and glass. Learned it at Weight Watchers. Sandwich and glass. Don't do it.
Yeah. Well, you know, you just watch that Taste the Nation with Padma going to Milwaukee, and she goes to that guy's garage and he's brewing something in a bathtub. She's like, is this beer?
It's like, let's talk about who we stole beer from and flirt with each other.
Do you remember the time that my good friend Ali Wong brought me a beer? No, of course you don't, because you're not famous enough to hang out with us. Go away.
Join me for my new show. Let's talk about what America stole from other countries for their nation.
Join me in my new show, Poor People Making Drinks in Their Bathtub.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So they're talking about how nice it is to be out of the house. And Kyle's like, yeah, this is a good class of kids. And Danielle's like, I mean, do you even like us? I don't know what she's talking about. And Lindsay's like, oh, Maya. Yeah, okay. And so Lindsay's like, well, I'm having a good time with you, Maya. Like, last night, I didn't even hear you. I mean, all I really heard was engaged and activated. So.
And then Maya's like, yeah, so I recently got out of my relationship about 6 months ago, and, you know, we were just having the same fights over and over again, and I met my fiancé, my ex-fiancé.
Good for you. That's really hard.
And, you know, like, I just lived in the shadow of him, you know?
Shadows are so hard. You know what made a big shadow? A subway billboard. And I was like, how many sandwiches have you made me? Am I right? Do not activate me, subway billboard.
You might have heard of my ex-fiance.
Yeah, can't wait to date people this summer. Can't wait to date people this summer. Poor Maya, man.
Yeah, but they did. What I did like was that they showed up when they showed Kwame. They first of all, they pulled a clip from the episode that we were on in the background. I was hoping we'd be in the background of that clip. I was so upset that we weren't. My dream is to make a cameo on Summer House via a Top Chef flashback with Gail Simmons in the foreground. But unfortunately, that did not happen. But I felt like it was very special that we got like a random moment with Gail Simmons in the middle of Summer House. I think we should all appreciate that. You know, that's a yeah. Wonderful meeting of the worlds there.
And I like the clip they chose too during Lindsay's big, like,
I got blue glasses for blue balls.
And Gail's like, you know what? I really like the nuttiness. That's what I'm getting. Nuttiness. So Maya tells us that her fiance, whose name she's not going to say, was very popular and successful. And then she found herself being identified on his behalf. And she's like, I mean, I was with him and he was famous. And for my ego, that really sucked.
How many times can I tell him, please don't go out of the house with a crazy yellow stripe that goes from your right shoulder to your left hip. Just don't do that. And he would never listen to me.
So Kyle says something about, do you go back to the well? I guess, like, do you still hook up or something? Is that what he meant?
Yeah. He said, do you go back? Like, have you gone back to the well? She's like, yeah, a few times. Like, and the most recent time was like a month ago. And he goes, well, well, well.
Oh, Kyle. You're telling dad jokes too soon.
Also, like, she said she wanted the first pun.
Yeah, and he also stole the first pun.
He stole the first pun.
That's so sad. Poor Maya. So then Paige and Amanda are sitting on the couch at home talking deeply. Paige is like, how do you feel? And Amanda's like, how do I look? Just, I mean, actually, you look great. Like, amazing. It's almost like you have a hot 6'4" Italian man making you pasta sauce. Tell me your secret. Oh my God, that was my secret. Never mind. This has been a great conversation with me.
God, I love me. So Amanda's like, it's just been 4 years of trying to figure this out, and I want to save this relationship, and I can't take the drinking and the behavior that comes with it, and how am I supposed to marry you if this is how you continue to act when you know how I feel about it? Then don't. I mean, honestly, at 4 years, this is now more on Amanda than it is on Kyle, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel that way, too. Like, you know what you're getting into. Don't do it, you know? And look, of course someone can change. Like, look at Carl, you know, not drinking. Of course people get sober all the time, but they have to do it for themselves. Otherwise, you've got fucking James from Vanderpump Rules, who's still walking around, to this day, at least in episodes, going, oh, yeah, remember when I quit drinking for you, Raquel? Oh, yeah, I did that for you. Well, I mean, for me, too. But for you, Raquel. It's like, it's always something they hold over your head, you know?
People can remove toxicity from their lives.
which can sort of like, I think, help them grow. Whether or not people can quote unquote change is, of course, the eternal question. But the one thing that we do know is that you can't make people change, unfortunately. But that being said, people could try to change if they want to save things. So Paige is like, so like, how many times have you had this conversation? Because I've already heard it like 15 times from you and I'm exhausted.
Yeah, but it's like so frustrating. Like, how do you not see how much I'm struggling? And like, why do you not want to change?
He's told you a million times he doesn't want to change, lady. And Paige is like, does he understand that he's like on the brink of losing you again? I mean, I know he's been on the brink a lot, but you know, maybe he's been on the brink so much he can't really even feel the brink. You know, tell him to get some roller skates because you're going to go to the brink.
Is it
okay? I mean, do something. Find some way to let him know he's on the brink.
Does Kyle know that he might be gainfully employed as a Brinks truck driver because he's so much on the brink?
I mean, tell him you're going to go see a Broadway musical, a revival of The Brink. Just something. Starring Liza Minnelli, even. Just something. Tell him something.
Is Andrea making some pasta with squid brink sauce? Get it? So basically, Amanda's like, you know, like there's a, like she's just, you know, obviously going through it. It's like all the same stuff. And Paige is like, do you think that, like, is there a part of you that, like, wants to say, like, fuck it, I don't want to do this? And she's like, not that I don't want to do this, but I'm afraid that I can't do it. And so then now Paige just sort of like gets in really close. She's like, okay, cute girl coming in for advice. Okay, listen, I know it's super scary, like paying for full price for something, but calling off a wedding is less scary than in 15 years hating your fucking life. Which is essentially what I'm saying you will be doing if you marry Kyle. So you can't make people change no matter how much you love them. So, you know, like and subscribe.
Yeah. I'm at the point where I have to make, like, really hard decisions. Blink. Blink.
So then Paige, later they taste Andrea's pasta. And they're like, And Paige is like, I feel like this is a weird fantasy porn we're in. And I like it.
He's like, ah, you like it? You like it?
Yeah. He's just like, it's going on my new site, OnlyPans. Like and subscribe. Like and subscribe.
So then Alex and Sierra come back, and they're already starting to talk about what they're going to be making for dinner, I guess, because I thought it was still like 11 a.m., but it's actually like 5 p.m. So they're talking about like making burgers or whatever, and Sierra says that she's going to cook some broccoli. And so Alex goes, are people really going to eat broccoli? So Sierra goes, oh yeah, we love roasted broccoli. And Paige goes, yeah, we're a big broccoli house.
He's like, sorry, just judging by the breakfast you guys had, I mean, literally. And Paige goes, what did we have for breakfast? And Sierra says, bacon, always bacon. And Paige goes, okay, well, what did you have for breakfast? He's like, 3 eggs, a half a head of broccoli, 9 pounds of broccoli, 18 pounds of turkey, and 3 pieces of toast. So
Paige is like, wow. Yeah. Wow, Paige hates him. By the way, can you tell how much Paige hates this guy? Like, on such a high level, like, and in such a deep way that Paige hates this man.
I wonder if there's a kind way to ask somebody to die in a fire, please.
Great. Oh, Amanda, let's play that game you played with Jules. this guy is not going to, like, you can't just be the new guy in the house and then just passive-aggressively shame everyone for their breakfasts. Like, also, everyone had, what, eggs and bacon? A fairly standard Saturday morning breakfast. I'm not saying everyone in the world has it, but if you were to see people eating it on a Saturday, you would think truly nothing of it. And the fact it's like, oh, you guys eat broccoli? I mean, because you guys had bacon for breakfast, so I thought you guys are all just a bunch of fat slobs.
Ugh. Yeah, it's like their summer vacation. That's the whole point. He's a douche. So Amanda
they're
says,
also, by the way, also, they're all in fantastic shape. Why is he saying this when you've got Andrea, who is literally like an Adonis? You have Kyle and Carl are in great shape, and he's going to act like, and also all the girls are like rail thin, and he's going to act like they're just like these slovenly people who wouldn't even go near broccoli because they
just... Oh, he's lucky they're all thin and in shape, because you say that shit around me, you're going to get some broccoli up your cornhole, sir. Okay? No one talks to me like that.
Yeah.
Fucking broccoli. So everyone returns from the brewery, and Amanda makes a big show out of not hugging Kyle. She's like, you know what? I feel like I want to hug Maya.
Maya's like, so ridiculous.
I know. She's like, I was hoping that you'd hug him first. And Kyle's like, I'm dejected. I'm going to put on a wig.
So then Sierra's like, hey guys, do you like crunchy asparagus or soft asparagus? And Carl's like, crunchy works. Yeah, I love crunchy. By the way, can you tell asparagus? Guys, it's really cool to meet you. And I'm like really into you. And you know, I know we haven't had like a one-on-one conversation yet, but like I'm like so glad we're having this time together, asparagus. Thanks.
So Paige calls Craig, her friend, and says her friend. Mm-hmm. And she's like, what are you doing tonight? He's like, going out. Did you guys laugh a lot? Because that's all that matters. He's like, yeah. Ha, 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 ha. Oh my God, you're so romantic. What do? What a conundrum.
This is what 29 should be. I'm judging two hot guys. I'm juggling two hot guys. Well, I'm judging them too, to be honest.
But yeah, I'm juggling two guys.
I'm actually judging really everyone.
It's a lot of judging.
I'm judging like, everyone.
I forget which one is guilty of what.
I'm judging everyone, but specifically two hot guys who I'm also juggling. And like, I have a hot Italian guy making me midday pasta. And then I have a Southern gentleman being the cutest. I mean, hello. Happiest girl in America currently.
Yeah. So then the food's out on the table, and Carl's like, well, really big day tomorrow. 4th of July. Big. It's huge.
Yeah,
it's big a big day in America. Wow. It's a big day.
Day looks great, by the way. Looks great, by the way.
So Kyle's like, the 4th is literally my favorite holiday. Like, first of all, it's America's birthday. Everyone's like, great.
Danielle goes, are you going to cry? He's like, oh, come on. Also, I forgot the other thing I was going to say. So Carl sits in a chair and falls. It breaks. The chair breaks. So Kyle's like, that's what happens when you're 6'5".
Wow. I wanted to go a little slower with the chair. It was really fast the way I fell down. Yeah. Wow.
That's like so old Carl, the way I just like smashed that new chair.
Old Carl would have just been like, hey, I don't want to pick up the pieces because I just like damage things and I leave. But like new Carl just wants to make things better. Yeah, new Carl.
So then it's party time all of a sudden. So now everybody's like partying and dancing, and Sierra's crawling on the table doing a sexy dance. And Carl's like, hey, by the way, Sierra, that dance you did on the table, that was very impressive. That was like pro. That was like some pro moves you did right there.
Yeah.
Let me show you how I make my bed.
By the way, I don't know if Carl and Sierra could ever really work out based on their bed making situations. Carl's whole, like, his new personality is that he makes his bed, and Sierra's bed. We haven't seen it this season yet, but we all remember last year.
So Paige and Andrea. God, Andrea. I always read it as Andrea because we have a friend named Andrea. Yes. Paige and Andrea serve each other shots. They're like doing the crossed arm shot thing. And Amanda's like, oh my God, you guys, is that what you're doing on your wedding day? Kiss. It's just me cheering, but I'm going to do it until you kiss.
And then Andrea's like all of a sudden shirtless. Actually, he's just basically in his underwear giving like a lap dance. And then Paige is like, oh my God, that was like amazing. Like your move, Craig. Which, yeah. I don't know if we want to see Craig doing a lap dance, by the way. That's one thing we don't need.
Yeah. And good luck topping that lap dance when we had the amazing song, A Little Party Never Killed Nobody. A Little Party Never Killed Nobody.
I mean, they rhymed party and body. It was hot. It was like hot. I'm the luckiest girl in America, is my point.
Isn't it adorable? I'm the luckiest. So then the big drama of the first half hour. Is that Kyle's sitting in a chair in the kitchen, and Amanda's standing in the kitchen, and he slides back to be like, yo! But he slides back, and he hits her foot. And she's like, ow! Fuck you, Kyle! And now the drama begins.
And the music stops, and everyone stops dancing. He's like, sorry, I was just trying to be funny. She's like, you're not funny! Go away, Kyle! He's like, you're not fun! By the way, he's wasted in a blonde wig. Right. So for someone trying to make up with his girlfriend who just got in trouble for being wasted, you've been wasted since 11 a.m. Like, I get not wanting to change your basic ways, but this is like just a constant drunken fuck you. I might need to question yourself if you can't stop yourself even from like being lunch drunk, you know?
I mean, it's very simple. I mean, Amanda just has to stop expecting him to change and either decide if she wants to, if that's what she wants, or if she just wants something else. And Kyle has to just think like, maybe I should like do things to make my girlfriend happier. And then I feel like it's solved, right? That's all they have to do, right?
Oh, the grass is always green. It's easy. It's so easy to solve it when you're not in it.
I know. But
that's
I think
why
part
I'm
of this,
so good at solving everybody else's problems.
I know. But you know what? This is. I think the thing is this though. This fighting is what they. This is actually what they need is this fight. This is unfortunately part of what they like. How they survive. So anyway, she's like, oh my foot. So he's like, are you okay? She's like, my foot fucking hurts. He goes, well, I'm sorry I hurt your foot. She's like, oh, why don't you apologize for something?
No, she goes, wow, you finally apologized for something. That makes much and he's more like, what? She goes, Kyle, do you not notice that we even have a problem? Like, I don't want to talk about it while we're here, but we have a problem. You don't?
Well,
really?
That might be one of the problems.
Yeah, you woke up everybody last night, broke shit all over the house so everybody would be sure, and you've moped around all fucking day about it. Don't give me that. I don't want to talk to anybody else and ruin their time in the summer house.
Since like, when, lady?
I know, you guys are actively ruining everyone's time. Like, just talk about it now and squash it, because you guys will be fine, and you'll be fucking by tonight. Don't you want that? So, no. So she doesn't want to talk about it this weekend. He's like, is it our relationship? Like, why don't you just call the wedding off? She's like, you're drinking. He's like, I could be sober. Or I could be drunk. You're going to hold it over my head forever. I'm fucking done with this shit. I'm done.
So then outside, we don't really see him because he tries to get off camera, but he's like hiding behind a car or something, talking to Danielle. And he's like, I'm tired of her putting everything on me. Like, she hasn't done anything for our relationship, you know? Like, if she really wants to be inside my heart, she needs to, like, become, like, I don't know, like a fucking beer or something. Get inside. Like, what is she even doing right now?
He starts crying.
I do everything. You do everything, but not be fucking wasted all the time. That's like a pretty simple thing.
No.
And I can't even believe that I'm on Amanda's side right now.
I don't know. I keep going back and forth. I mean, look. Listen, be wasted. Be wasted. But answer your texts when you're wasted. Just answer. Or answer the phone and be like, honey, I'm wasted. I know I'm wasted. I'm coming home. Just like, don't worry. And just like, oh, just like, you know it's going to make her go nuts. And the more she goes nuts, the more she's going to call or whatever. Just answer the phone, and then you could be wasted, and then she'll feel okay and secure, and then everyone can be
happy. No. I mean, I'm sorry to disagree, but that's not how it works. He would call and say, hey, Amanda, I'm still out. I'll be home soon, honey. And she'll be like, Kyle, but you said you weren't going to do this anymore. And we let it in. Now you're still out.
Yes, that's true.
I mean, he knows. He knows why. Well, he's not answering his phone for a reason.
But then she then also has to now, at this point, say that when he says, I'll be home in an hour or whatever. She has to trust that though also. So he has to answer the phone and she has to trust him when he says things. That's Dr. Ben, who is not a licensed or educated psychologist, giving his take.
Yeah, I think he's not going to stop drinking, and that's his kind of addiction or whatever. And then her addiction is the drama and the victimhood, because she is constantly, I mean, who brings their parents into it to that extent where you're like, and then I called my mom crying, and so she sent me a car. Who does that? Yeah. Who has their parents involved to the point where you have a contract with your parents and the fiance? I mean, she's obviously addicted to being a fucking victim too. So yeah. I think she would leave Kyle and then just end up with another mess that she could complain and cry about so she can get attention from her friends.
Yeah. I think that, like, it's her way of getting a voice. I think I said this last week. I think that all the act of doing all that stuff is that way she feels like it gives her empowerment, I believe. So anyway, Amanda is like, I don't think he realizes I'm mad at him. I'm like, I'm pretty sure he realizes. But now, so Kyle's crying, and he's crying to Danielle, who probably still is like holding up that doormat over her head. And then
I know she's like, just don't. No, it doesn't hurt. Just keep wiping until it's off, because we can all smell it in the house. Yeah, just put your foot down harder. Wait, it's okay. I barely feel it.
He's like, oh, we work together, and when we live together, and she doesn't want to do it either. And Danielle's like, well, what do you want to do about this? He's like, dude, Danielle, I don't even know anymore. I'm literally miserable.
And he's like drunk sobbing outside. Poor Danielle. Like, she's always stuck with these people. So then
that's,
we go
that's
to,
her role in life. That's like her thing. That's what she gets off on, as being that one who's always receiving the person.
Welcome, Matt. So I'm a savage. I'm a savage.
Carl's like, huh, I'm going running after meditation.
Right. I know, such a savage. I'm glad they played the song about them being a savage while everyone's like waking up at a sensible hour on a Sunday morning.
And Alex is eating protein. Like, whoa, savage. Trixie, savage.
Wow, savage. Ground turkey in the morning, savage.
So, well, where else are we going to be? Kyle and Amanda's room. So he's like, come on, baby. And she's like, I'll have a conversation with you when we're not in the house. I'm being respectful of you and everyone here, Kyle.
So they're going to be having a party today. So they're all going to start getting ready and everything. And now we just start see them just sort of in their morning activities. Andrea makes Paige some coffee. She's like, it's a little cold. Okay. And then they're just... Everything. Lindsay pops a bottle. She's like, happy birthday. And
then you just see Amanda shuffling across the bedroom going, bah! Oh, wow. It's one long burp.
Huge burp. And then Maya's like, all I want is a nice breakfast sandwich. God, I wish I had someone to cook it for me, which is funny because my ex-boyfriend actually could cook me a breakfast sandwich.
Oh, wait, you didn't even eat breakfast? Alex asked. She's like, no, like, we don't get up at 6 and work out.
He's like breakfast. Now he's gone from breakfast shaming to breakfast timing shaming. He's so annoying. Yeah,
now sleep shaming. Oh my God.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Andrea has a spiel about, you know, he just has a spiel about, like, I'm excited to celebrate my first 4th of July in the Hamptons. You know, normally I like 4th of July because it means European holidays are not after, but this is the first summer I'm not doing European, not doing the summer in Europe, and I'm a mama's boy. I was always a mama's boy. God, I would fuck my mama if it weren't weird.
So then Maya's talking to Danielle about Robert because she's like, I think Robert might be here. And Lindsay goes,
oh my God, is it like a tall, like, guy, like, on a motorcycle with, like, tattoos, maybe smoking and going, Lindsay, I can't wait to munch your box.
No.
Darn. Probably Robert then. Yeah. Let him in. Let him in.
Let him in. So, oh man. So Danielle tells us how she thought that when she, you know, she's been living with Robert for like 9 months, and she thought that when she started dating him and falling in love with a chef, she was just gonna be fed all the time and everything would be wonderful. But she's actually been ordering in more than ever she ever thought she would be, because, you know, chefs keep like the worst hours of the entire world. So, you know, she's not getting all that food that she was hoping for.
Right. And so they have like playful banter where she like bosses him around for a vodka soda and he's like, no. And then they're like, oh my God, I love you. They're still on that stage. So then set up for the party. Sierra's on Carl's shoulders and she's like, banter. Squat Carl. And he's like, yeah, I can do that. She goes, yeah, you've got thighs of steel. Whoa.
Actually, you're very light. Yeah. You're like pretty light. Put your weight on me. Put your weight on me. Oh, it's my favorite thing in the world. Put your weight on me, Sierra. Yeah.
You're basically light for a professional dancer. Because, like, that dancer... I know, Carl. Just squat again. Just be quiet and squat.
Oh, you look great, by the way. Just throw that... I thought I'd throw that one in there, too. So then Paige slaps the ball into the pool. And then... So now the girls are just, like, talking and wondering, like, does Andrea know about Craig? He has to know about Craig at this point. Like, is it going to be weird if Craig shows up? Like, will Andrea be weird the rest of the summer? And Paige is like, here's my thing. Not my problem, right? Not my problem.
She's like, who cares? You know what? It's like really boring talking about two happy relationships. So why don't we just talk about one miserable one? Have you talked to Kyle yet, Amanda? And she's like, he just doesn't seem to realize it's like a big issue to me. And Sierra says, yeah, but like if I was a guy and I saw my girlfriend upset like that, I would be like, I've got to change because I'm like triggering her.
Says the girl who is like hot to trot for Austin. Like, good luck getting that response out of him down the line.
Yeah. Says someone with the most insensitive fucking guy.
I know. So now Carl and Alex are talking about working the grill. And Carl's like,
I like it fast. I like it fast. I like it. I like it fast.
I'm going to grill.
Yeah,
I'm going to grill tonight.
So
what is this music? How is this music lining up with anything today?
I know. So my thing is that the Grill is like a good central meeting place. And like, obviously I'm single and I think the Grill could be a good place for me to like turn the heat up. Pun intended. Sorry, Maya. Sorry.
So then everybody's getting ready for the party and Danielle and Lindsay are talking and Danielle's like, God, I really wish my boyfriend was here more often, but I'm really happy he's here now. And Lindsay's like, oh my God, I better cover up my titties.
And Ciara's excited because it's her first Hamptons party. And Maya feels like it's her coming out party because it's like her first big party since she's been single.
Yeah, she goes, like, welcome to single life. And Ciara goes in this tone of voice, we're going to make it like so fun.
So then the party starts and she's like, so many people, like everyone, Andrea's on the microphone, let's go, which is funny because that actually is literally Mario's line, let's go. And then,
yeah, let's go.
People are jumping. And Kyle in the goes, pool.
It's funny because Andrea's not really saying anything. He's just going, yay, here we are, let's go. And Kyle goes, that's our Italian roommate. I can't make out a thing he's saying.
And then just like lots of quick cuts of things happening at this party, you know, Kyle's just like telling a random person like, yeah, I've been having a hard time, I just need my jet fuel, that's all, I'm at my breaking point.
Kyle's like the first one wasted crying that his girlfriend's always mad that he's drunk. I mean, this fucking guy. And some lady made the mistake of going, hey, how are you, Kyle? He's like, terrible, rough time. You know, I just woke up this morning. It's all gone awry. Like, she's not even excited to get married. God, nothing's easy.
Great. Thanks for having me at your party.
Then
over at the Grill, Carl's like, oh, who wants a dog? Hot dog, that is. I said today I'd be the Grill guy, so I got to stick to my duties. You look great, by the way, everyone. You look great. Yeah.
So Alex is like, wow, I mean, look at Amanda. She's like Eager McBeaver over there. Like, she's really loose today. And Sierra's like, you know what? You need to loosen up because, like, everyone thinks you look really uptight. I mean, you wake up and you eat 10 pounds of meat for breakfast. He's like, I'm just uptight about eating.
Yeah.
And working out, like, when I eat, when I work out. I'm like, broccoli disrespect. Yeah. She's like.
And so then Andrea is showing his friend, he's like, oh, and this is a page. Oh, she's a beautiful girl. Beautiful girl. And then Maya then goes up to someone named Luca. He's like, hi, my name is Luca. She goes, oh my God, my dog's name is Buca, as in bucatini, the pasta. I know about food. You want to know why?
Oh, nice to meet you. I'll see you later.
Like, damn it.
So, Carl, wasn't that our thing with What's Her Buns last year? The last new girl that nobody would ever let her speak? I think it's like the same running joke.
It's like there's definitely like another show where we've done that where like it was on Below Deck Sailing with Colin. How Colin would be like, well, my girlfriend and all, I had a boat down in Panama. They're just ignoring him. Yeah. But the thing is that like it's just like it's a pattern with self-involved reality stars, and that like there's often always someone who comes in who just wants to share their story and their background that everyone just ignores them completely.
Yeah. So Carl goes up to Sierra. He's got some 4th of July cupcakes and he's like, go on, take one. You're beautiful. She's like, yeah, I got to keep it tight. So no, they're pretty though. And he's like, oh yeah, but you're looking good. And she's like, that feels kind of incomplete, Carl. I got to be, by the way. Okay. Thank you, Carl. Thank you.
Yeah. Sorry. I thought I didn't need to do the by the way because I thought I thought it was coming strong that way, but it's good. It's good.
So now Lindsay is trying really hard to be like that fun girl at the party. She's like dancing by herself around the pool and going up to people like, I'm Lindsay. Like, it's crazy. Like, it's my like summer of Lindsay. It's like Hob Summer. Yeah.
But it's all totally undermined when like the household like hires a Boy Scout to go like guide Lindsay from the pool to the front door. Like, there you go, old lady. We can get you into the doorway.
So. I know. Some little kid just stands right in front of Lindsay with a stop sign going, hold on, hold on, children crossing. Hold on. So then Amanda's also being like very performative. Like, look how much fun I'm having not talking to Kyle.
Yes.
And yeah, like dancing all around, dancing on the hot tub and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And Kyle's moping around the house. And then there's like Flip Cup. And then Andrea is like, I won. And he like picks up Paige. And it's so funny because I noticed, like, the way he picked up Paige, obviously they have a relationship, so I didn't think it was offensive or anything, but I was like, he does seem to just sort of, like, pick up, like, not, like, he literally picks up women and, like, is physical with women in a way that I'm like, I don't feel like he can get away with that. Like, you should be careful because that could turn on him. Little did I realize that that was going to happen later this episode.
So Alex is trying to flirt with this girl and she's like, so, yeah. And he's like, yeah. Well, like, because it's like funny because like I'm drinking, but I'm half Asian. So when I drink, I turn really red. Like, I usually take digestive pills to help with it.
Yeah.
So what's your type? And she's like Bear Grylls, like that type. And he's like, okay, a lumberjack. Okay, you're a powdered donut. Not for me. Bye.
Yeah. Yeah. He just walks away because she just says, typically my type would be Bear Grylls. And he's like, okay. And he walks away. And I was like, damn, that's rude. And part of me wondered, like, was that like a joke? And then he came back. And if so, then the producers really are doing him dirty. But I actually believe that he just walked away. So then, meanwhile, Danielle has decided that she wants to get mad about something. So she's getting mad because Robert's still cooking food for everyone else, which is what happens when you invite your boyfriend, who is a chef, to come to a party for 100 people and cook for them. When there's 100 people to cook for, it's going to take a while to cook for 100 people.
I know. She invited her boyfriend, who's a chef, and made him cook for the entire party on his first basic, well, I guess it's not his first time out there, but she's like, why aren't you spending more time with me, even though I gave you this job of catering the entire party?
Yeah.
And, so she's like, oh, so now you can pay attention to me. And he's like, I mean, I'm cooking. What do you want? She goes, yeah, but like, I know, but I just want to spend more time with you. And he's like, yeah, I'm busy. And knowing that I may not even get time to come back at all, like, I mean, what the hell?
Well, I mean, the thing is that, like, she doesn't eat seafood, which is why she's sort of annoyed. But I'm like, Carl is making hot dogs and hamburgers on the grill. Did you not hear his whole spiel? It's sort of like the place where you gather, or a central gathering place. So they're basically having, like, Danielle and Rob basically have like a little they bicker a little bit about the schedule, because essentially he can't commit to a schedule because he's a chef, and he also, I think, is running a new kitchen, and it's crazy. And she wants a schedule, and she doesn't think it's crazy. Like, she's like, I don't think it's crazy for me, like, a week ahead of time to be like, hey, can you make it to this thing? And he's like, sometimes I just don't know. Like, I'm sorry. So meanwhile.
Yeah, if you want to know what your life is going to turn out like, watch season 2 of Real Housewives of New Jersey, which I just watched. And just watch poor, sad Caroline Manzo. She's like, please, can you take, you know, a day? And he's like, no. Okay, can you take, you know, can you retire? He's like, no.
How about
okay? Like, that's, I mean, and he's just in the catering business.
Yeah, you know? She should just talk to Maya. So meanwhile, Carl is like, Sierra walks by Carl and like removes like her shirt as she walks by, and Amanda's like, oh my god, she took her shirt off just as she walked by. And he goes like, yeah, I'm like the most attracted to her out of like anybody, I'd say, and like I don't know what makes her tick, and like it's a new summer and things are different and my life's different and I'm open and I feel good about being sober and I'm in a good mood. And what I'm trying to say is, God, she's looking great, by the way. Wow, she looks like she could be dancing. Wow, she ate my cupcake. Wow, I'm being overloaded right now. Oh, my God, so many things happening for Carl right now.
So he does a three-way kiss between Amanda and Lindsay. And then, let's see, Lindsay meets some guys. Okay, so she comes up to these guys, and she's like, oh, my God, hi, I'm Lindsay. And he's like, yeah, hi, Lindsay. Like, I'm still Jake or whatever. She goes, oh, yeah. Well, I feel like I met you like 100 years ago, but I'm just like trying to get to know everybody. You know what I mean? And they're like,
I just want to let loose and enjoy myself. And like, if I want to suck on a nipple, I'll suck on a nipple. Who cares?
Oh, so she's just like dancing around the pool by herself, and then more dancing, and then people start pushing each other in the pool, and I guess Andrea pushes a girl in the pool around this time, right?
No, not quite yet. So,
oh, okay.
I mean, it's coming. So Maya's trying to like flirt with this one guy, but she's like, first of all, the guy looks like he's 12. Second of all, her flirting skills are strange. She's like, hey, when did you guys get here? Like, we've been here for like an hour. She's like, oh, really? Because I didn't see you. They're like, okay. She's like,
yeah, she goes, I feel like that's not true because, like, I would have noticed you. He's like, I mean, but it is. She goes, oh, my God, I don't know how to flirt. Like, I really don't know how to flirt anymore. I'm still in relationship mode where you're like, I have a feeling that's not true. So do you want to tell me the truth? Or are we just going to have a whole night of this?
What's next? Oh, you're going to be appearing as a judge on Top Chef All-Stars. So I'm supposed to be happy for you. Is that what you're saying? The guy's like, I don't know what you're talking about. So then Andrea...
I don't watch that show. So then Alex is talking to a group of Lindsay's friends, and then Andrea is talking to Paige, and he's like, I'm so happy. We have beautiful memories, and this is not out of alcohol. I'm telling you, if you're happy, I'm happy. And a girl comes up and like puts her arm around him. She's like, hi. And he's like, oh, hi. And puts his arm around her and then walks. He's like, this is Gilda. Yeah. You know, Paige, I just wanted you to know. That's how I feel about you. Okay, Gilda, let's go. And they go off.
I know. Paige is like, hi, I'm Paige. And the girl goes, I'm Gilda. And Paige is like, oh, nice meeting you. Oh, okay. Well, I guess you are going to come and destroy my love triangle, Gilda. Great. Love that. Love that for us. Love that brand for you, Gilda. So then, so now Kyle is like, Kyle has like some plastic Lays, and he keeps putting them on to Amanda, and she keeps taking them off over and over again. And then there's like more beer pong and craziness. And Sierra's talking to Carl about being old and about how, like, one of the reasons why she moved to Atlanta is, you know, now that she turned 25, the ripe old age of 25, she was like, what am I doing with myself? And she goes, and Carl goes, yeah, I mean, like, you know, she's an older soul. Like, last summer, I met her and I literally was blown away when she said she was 24 or 23. Like, I don't think I've ever, other than, like, me crying my eyes out and, like, being in a tough place, ever had, like, a one-on-one with you, you know? Except for all those one-on-ones, I don't remember. But, like, let's just say I never had a one-on-one with you. Let's have one-on-ones right now. Yeah, you look great, by the way.
Hey, can I be honest? Since I saw you, I was like, this girl's gorgeous. Like, because, like, for 6 years, like, always getting to someone in the house. But, like, you know, I wasn't going to. But then I was like, why not? You're single. I'm single. And she's like, well, but don't you need somebody sober? Because that's my concern, you know? Because, I mean, I really don't know drunk Kyle. I mean, I'm sorry, drunk Carl. He goes, oh. You know drunk Kyle. And then it's just like Kyle in a wig, like, oh yeah, you won't believe what she said to me.
So Sierra's basically saying that she hit it off with Austin, but Austin essentially said, like, he wasn't ready. So now she's like, Carl is looking like the whole fucking entree. Maya's like, so funny about people who look like entrees, because when you actually meet someone who looks like an entree and actually can cook an entree.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm going to fuck him so bad. She's like, yeah, I'm going to fuck him. So then now we're more pool throwing, right? So then Andrea throws somebody in, and then he's like, you can throw me in. But he's like gigantic. So someone just kind of pushes him, and he's like, oh.
So he's in the pool, and Paige is like, Andrea, open your mouth. Cause she's going to like pour some lover boy in his mouth. So he's like, goes up to Paige and has his head up and is ready to receive this lover boy. And this like Katy Perry girl comes out of nowhere and just like slaps him in the face and just kicks him out of nowhere.
She kicks him in the face with her fucking shoes on.
Well, at first I thought she just kicked the water, but she actually kicked him in the face. So when she slapped him, I thought it was kind of funny. But with the kicking, I was like, oh, wait, that's like too much. And then she's like, you fucking piece of shit. And then like, you're an asshole. And then Paige is like, oh my God. Like, what? This is like you're at a party and like everyone's wearing like a good ensemble, and then like someone walks in just like booty shorts. Like, what is this?
He's like, I'm in shock. Is it because I threw her in the water? That was bad. And then the girl's telling her friends, like, oh my God, he did it with my phone. That is like crazy. It's like, I'm a girl in a bikini at a pool party. Why would you think I wanted to be in the pool?
Yeah, but you can't, so like, I mean, I don't know his relationship to this girl, but like, it looked very random. And like, you can't just be throwing random people into a pool and being like, ha 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 ha.
Yeah, I agree.
You can't do that.
Yeah, I agree. So she's pissed off, and Paige is like, well, I have no problem fighting with a girl, so I'll be right back. So she goes in, and she goes, yeah, I think it would be best if you guys go. And one of them was like, yeah, we already are. Don't worry. She goes, okay, then I'll bring you guys to the front door, and you can let yourselves out. Thanks much. Get the fuck out.
What a fight. I like, she's like, I have no problems yelling at a girl. Hey, I think you should go. Okay, bye. Wow, that was so tense.
Please sign the guest book on your way out. Bye.
It was brutal. There was blood everywhere. When I said, okay, I think you should go. This is getting weird. You should go. And they said, okay, we're going to go. Okay, thanks. Bye. See you next time. I was like, my heart was racing. It was so intense.
So then Maya and Sierra are talking, and they're talking about how Sierra's like obsessed with Carl. She wants to fuck him. And she's like, and he has this huge thing. I already know it.
And then the girls are just like saying how Amanda is like really letting loose and just like being drunk, having fun. But like, she crucifies Kyle for doing the same thing. And then they cuss this one girl who just goes up to Kyle and goes, I heard you were the funnest one here. And he goes, but not today. I'm having a bad day. I wanted more of that conversation.
That was really funny. So then Paige goes into bed with Andrea because he's under the covers. He's all sad. And so they have a scene that's intercut with Danielle arguing with Robert. Because Danielle is telling Maya, he comes up and she's like, oh, I was just telling Maya what you said earlier. And he goes, me? She goes, yeah, because it was like kind of aggressive, Robert. He's like, okay, so you're literally talking about me saying you get negative when I'm not around? You're getting negative when I'm not around. So it's like
you're mad when I'm not around, but you're making it seem like I'm not the one who's getting mad. You're the one who's getting mad at me. And so he's basically like, don't try to drag me into one of these. Like, he doesn't want to have a reality show fight.
Yes. And she's like, you're being ridiculous right now. What's up with, because it's like Danielle's always trying to kind of be a part of everything, right? That's like her personality. Yeah. And poor thing is just always behind. And now she's got a boyfriend and she's going to try and have her relationship fight on the show. Like, all her friends have done it. And he's like, no.
Yeah, he's like, no, I'm not doing this. So Andrea's in bed with Paige and he's like, for the first time in my life, I was experienced shocking. I couldn't speak. And Paige's like, fuck that girl. Which is exactly what I said. With my eyes. And Andrea's like, I'm not an emotional person. I am the person who can keep and feeling inside and suffer. I can suffer on the inside, like how I suffer when you just disappeared out of my life after so many nice Vermont memories.
And she's like, okay, let's snuggle. Did you just do that to get me into bed? And he's like, yes. I wish, because you are kind of mean to me. And she's like, why do you feel like I was mean to you? And he's like, well, not mean to me, but for me, the way I am in the future, just be straight up.
And she goes, well, you know what? So when I met Craig, it was like 3 years ago, and I had a boyfriend. And then in the house, he had a girlfriend. And then when we got out, he broke up with his girlfriend. And we started seeing each other and talking. And like, it just made sense. And like, it had nothing to do with you. But like, I didn't stop talking to you because of him. I just stopped talking to you because you didn't make sense in my life. So don't take it personally. You just don't fit in any possible way. That's what I'm trying to say.
I only talked to you because it was weird that at breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you would just give me green greeting cards and say that you couldn't wait until I could give you the same. So it was really weird. Like, it just started to freak me out. So I hope that's okay. He's like, you know about that. What made me more sad? Just Craig didn't tell you himself. He's like, yes. Yes.
And he's like, you know, because I walked into the house and I was prepared to walk in and look at you and I hadn't talked to you in 3 months. Now, what was it going to be like seeing Paige? You know what I say about Paige? 3 guildas for 1 page, right? And then I saw you and I took it back me to the warm Vermont days. And I can't be mad at her. I can't be mad. You're the tiniest person I ever have sex with. How could I be mad at you? My cutie little, you're basically a cock ring, but a human. You're a tiny, teeny, tiny, tiny person.
No, she goes, yeah, remember that time you stopped having sex with me and you were like, you're the tiniest person I've ever had sex with? That was hilarious.
Yes, yes. Okay, I go to the bathroom now. Okay. So then, and then she's like, by the way, I think you're done icing your forehead. It's been like 5 hours.
You're going to survive this. So Sierra comes in and goes, don't take my place. So she does. She gets in bed with Paige. And then they start talking about Craig and how he brought up Craig. And Paige is like, oh my God, he's so hot. He's so nice. God, I really don't know. Sierra's like, well, you know, the broccoli guy. No one cares, Sierra. Okay, hold on. Okay, let me just relish this. Next week on Summer House. That's the end.
Yeah, it did just sort of end. So always fun times with the Summer House crew. God, I love this show. We'll always love it. Thank you all for listening. Thanks for watching. We'll see a bunch of you guys in like 2 days, which is so exciting. And the rest of you will see all virtually online on Moment House. And then some of you will see New Jersey and some of you will see Boston. Okay, go to watchcrappins.com for all the tickets and fun stuff. And until then, we'll talk to you next time. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C.
Dana Du, Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber,
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClellan.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica 500 Days of Summers. The incredible edible Matthews sisters. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Kristen the Ruby Rubano.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.